This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, this evening is the 26th night of the month of Ramadan. And just because it's an even night, don't be fooled in that it could not be Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr could fall on an even night as well. So take all these nights as important nights. And of course, tomorrow being the 27th night, there's no guaranteed hadith that says that the Laylatul Qadr falls on the 27th night. Although many accounts of pious nations or pious generations have said that the 27th night many special things happen. So it is hoped that 27th night is the most often occurring night in which Laylatul Qadr falls. But tomorrow is really the biggest night, as we could say. All these nights are important, but if you were to focus on one specific night to really, really exert yourself to another level, then tomorrow evening is really that evening. May Allah grant us to achieve the full barakah and the blessing. May Allah make it easy for us. We've only got like 4 days left of this month of Ramadan. It might be our last Ramadan. We need to do everything we can to ensure that we get our safe passage from Jahannam and enter into Jannah. Ameen. Yesterday we were talking about the signs of Qiyamah. And we said, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, that race or that nation, in fact one of the brothers asked, what does Ya'juj and Ma'juj mean? And there's actually no definitive meaning. In the Bible you find, for example, the name, they are called, and this is of course from the writings of Ahlul Kitab, which we cannot fully rely on. It says Gog was the king of the tribe of Magog. Right? The king Gog of the nation Magog. Allahu A'lam, is this the name of two tribes? Is this the name of two kings? Is this the name of a nonetheless, it's a generic name for this massive group of people. We said that they are the descendants of Nabi Adam, because they will be amongst us on the day of Qiyamah, and they are huge in number. We spoke about this yesterday, and we said that we don't know where they are. Like the jinn, they could be living parallel to us, and Dhulqarnain put them in another dimension, if you want. But also, what really appears to be the case, that the ayah in Surah Anbiya says that when the barrier of Dhulqarnain collapses, then they will descend, or they will come out of every mound, as if they're coming out from under the ground. This is what it appears to be. And also, as we see from the hadith, that when they dig, when they reach the surface, they will see the sun. Allahu A'lam, this is beyond our understanding, and it's, if you look at the theme of Surah Al-Kahf, it gives just hints. Who is Khidr? Who are the people of the cave? Who is Dhulqarnain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning of the surah, says, don't guess, don't delve into things that are beyond your reasoning. It's not something which should concern us. Nonetheless, we know it's just a sign of the signs of Qiyamah. So we spoke about the 10 major signs. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says that before the coming of Qiyamah, there will be many, many minor signs, but there will be 10 major signs. And they are like beads on a string, or like a beads on a tasbih. When the one comes out, when it's broken, they will come in quick succession, one after the other. So these 10 signs, you'd find, they overlap with each other. We spoke about the order, the sequence, the most preferred view, is that the first of these 10 signs is al-fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. Dajjal, the biggest fitna, you'll be the very, very first major sign. And then he will spend about 40 days on this dunya, and one day will be this length of a year, and he will corrupt the world, and he will enter every single city besides Makkah and Medina, and this will be the most difficult time for any Muslim to be alive, because no one will be able to withstand him until Allah will allow Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, who has not been crucified, who was not killed, and he will, as he's a living, he will come down, we said, in Damascus. Subhanallah. This was said 50 years or 30 years before Syria was a Muslim country. Before the Muslims ever entered Damascus, the Prophet ﷺ said, Damascus, there will be a masjid there, the white masjid of Damascus, and it's standing there till at the moment, it's still there. He said, from that masjid, at the waqt of Fajr, Nabi Isa will descend with two angels on his side. So Nabi Isa will come down, that's the second sign. Then we said, during the reign of Nabi Isa, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released. Then we mentioned the fourth, fifth and sixth sign are that there will be three major earthquakes throughout the world. As Allah says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earthquake of the final hour comes and the earth begins to break apart. And Allah mentions in the Quran, the seventh ayah, when the dabbah, when a creature from the earth comes out of it, that within the earth there is some creature, some being, we don't know what it is, it will exit, it will come outside of the earth and it will sort people out into different categories, believer or disbeliever. Then the eighth sign is a smoke, a breeze that will come. And this is described as a breeze that will take the souls of everyone that's a believer. All the believers will pass away when this smoke or when this wind comes across. Why? Because the believers will not go through the last two signs of Qiyamah and the breaking of the world. So the ninth sign of Qiyamah is when the sun rises from the west. And the Prophet, peace be, and we know from the Quran, Allah says, when some of the signs of Allah appears, then nothing will be accepted after that. Meaning, when the sun rises from the west, if you didn't believe at that point, belief will no longer happen. And also the hadith says, when the sun rises from the west, those who remain on the dunya, there will be no believers left. There will be no believers left. And then the earth will begin to break apart, and a fire, the earth will begin to burn, and people will run and rush to a certain area, and that will be the last sign, basically, to finish, that will be the end of it. Right? The last of the 10 signs is a fire that will gather all of mankind that remains on the earth to one area, one location, and that will be the beginning of the end, and we'll talk about the end, inshallah, in a few minutes. Before we move on, question comes up, who is Imam Mahdi? We hear about the Mahdi quite often, right? Who is Imam Mahdi? Imam Mahdi is one of the minor signs of Qiyamah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says that he will be sent at a time of intense dispute and differences amongst the people, and at a time when earthquakes become very prevalent. That he will come at a time when there's great tribulation, and he is the last, or one of the last minor signs, because when he comes, Dajjal will appear before or after him. So if you think of the sequence of events, you have corruption, you will have fasad, you will have all those minor signs, as the Prophet said, the Muslim Ummah being scattered and divided, the Muslim Ummah not having a leader, the Muslims fighting each other, the Muslims being invaded, that the whole Arabian Peninsula will be full of wars, that in particular Iraq and Syria will have massive, massive fighting, that there will be treasures discovered in the Middle East under the ground, when the Arabs will start building, subhanAllah, we know that hadith of Jibreel, one of the most authentic hadith, when the signs of Qiyamah, he said two things, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are those two things? When the slave gives birth to her master, and we know slavery is done, khalas, slavery is finished. And number two, when the Bedouin Arabs will start competing in building tall, tall buildings. And this is a very, very clear sign. When those are of the minor signs that are on the brink of Qiyamah, it's in this backdrop, when the Muslim Ummah will be filled with injustice and will not have a leader, the Prophet says, they will come from my lineage, from my descendants, a man who will have my name, meaning his name will be the name of the Prophet ﷺ. What's the Prophet's name? His full name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad the son of Abdullah. So this, the Mahdi, his name is not Mahdi, he's not Buddha Mahdi, his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, right? That's his name, Muhammad the son of Abdullah. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says that there will be fighting amongst the leaders, then there will be no Khalifa at the time, and there will be great conflict in Syria and in Iraq. Then a man from my family, he will be born in, he will live in Medina, and he will reach the age of 40. And people will start to say to him that we think you are the Mahdi, we think you are the promised one that will bring unity to this Ummah. And he will run away, he wouldn't want to, you know, accept this position. And he will rush away to Mecca. But in Mecca, the Hujjaj of Mecca, the people making Umrah, all the people of the world there, they will drag him out and they will put him in front of the Kaaba, and they will take his hand and give him the Pledge of Allegiance and say, today you are now our Khalifa. So I said, very interesting that the last 100 years, the only time in our history that we have no Khalifa. So this man then, he will be claimed, he will be the Ummah will pledge to him as the Mahdi. And when this happens, an army from Syria will come to stop him, and this army will be sunken, will be swallowed by the desert. And when this will be his first, like the major, one of the signs that he's the Mahdi. And again, interestingly, and Allahu Alam, we don't want to connect dots that do not seem to, you know, we don't want to look into things and read into things. But when the Mahdi is sort of declared to be the Mahdi, an army from Afghanistan, again, it's strange that these countries bearing black flags, and again, every group, every group you'll see on TV, right, they have black flags, and they say they are the army of the Mahdi. As I always say, Orlando Pirates also has black flags, right? So don't read too much into black flags. But an army from the Khorasan area, meaning Afghanistan area, an army will rise up, and their symbol will be a black flag, and they will come to the Mahdi. Now the hadith says, when this army appears and it joins with the Mahdi, this is the army of the Mahdi, then it's compulsory on every Muslim to join the Mahdi. Before that, there's no compulsory, but when that happens, everyone must join him and support him. And then the Ummah will finally start to get its act together. We will have a leader. We will be united under one leadership, and we'll start to make things, you know, things will begin to get better. We'll be able to defend our land. We'll start to, you know, push our enemies out. And that's when Dajjal will appear. Then Dajjal will appear, and we said the next 10 signs will come soon after that. So this is with regards to the Mahdi, but it's very interesting. When the Sahaba were talking yesterday, the hadith, when the Prophet gave all 10 signs of Qiyamah, he came to them and they were talking about Qiyamah. And when he asked them, what are you doing? You know, because he could see that they were quite scared and they were nervous. So he said, no, we're talking about Qiyamah, you know, it's exciting, we all like to hear about these things. So the Prophet says at the beginning of the hadith, do you know that there are so many things, other things I am more worried about for you than that? I'm not worried about Dajjal for you, or Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Those are things that, yes, when they come, they come. But the daily fitna that we face, the daily trials that we face, that is far more dangerous. And people would ask the Prophet ﷺ many times, when is Qiyamah? And he would say, well, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? What have you done for Qiyamah? If I tell you Qiyamah is tomorrow, or in, you know, the 13th of November, are you ready for that? Are you ready for it? And then he would say his response, subhanAllah, listen to this response. I see Ahmad isn't here today, but where he would say, point to a young child in the gathering. Maybe that brother over there. What's your name? Yes, you, what's your name? Idris. They said, when Idris becomes an old man, when he's sitting there in the back of the chair, Idris in his 70s, 80s, may Allah grant you a long life, Amin Idris. When he's there at the back of the masjid, and then all of us, our Qiyamah would have come. For all of us, khalas, time over. You know, Idris might outlive all of us, and we would have reached our Qiyamah. So then why worry about that future Qiyamah, when our Qiyamah could come even tomorrow? May Allah prepare us for that. Ameen, ameen. So we get back to Surah Al-Kahf. Dhulqarnain says, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. When he blocked them up, when he closed Ya'juj and Ma'juj, he said, this is a mercy from my Lord. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَجَعَلَهُ دَكَّى. My Lord will cause, the promise of my Lord will come true, and will cause this barrier to completely flatten. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقَّى. And the promise of my Lord is going to come to pass. وَتَرَقْنَا بَعْدُهُمْ. And on that day when the barrier fails, we will leave them. Allah says, we'll leave Ya'juj and Ma'juj to surge like waves, one on top of the other. Again, the quantity. They like, as if the symbolism is that of insects. You see how insects sort of run and swarm, or bees swarming out like that. That's how they will be. And then Allah says in the same ayah, to show you how close these two events are, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, that the trumpet will be blown. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. And we, Allah, will gather all of them, all of creation together. Now what is the trumpet? We know that there is a trumpet which will herald, which will, when it is blown, that is sort of the moment in which the world or creation will come to an end. There is an angel, angel Israfil. He has his lips upon the trumpet. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, how can I feel not anxious when Israfil's lips are already on the trumpet? And his gaze is looking at the arsh, he's looking at Allah, looking towards the direction of Allah, and he's waiting for the command, and he does not blink. Why? Out of fear, he will miss the command. He doesn't know when Allah is going to give him the command, but once he gets the command, then he will blow the trumpet. And as the ayah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, that when the trumpet is blown, فَسَائِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ, that everything in creation will begin to collapse. Everything will begin to disintegrate. Many of the ayat that were recited today in the Taraweeh, وَالشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun is wound up and its light is taken away, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, and the stars begin to collapse, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and the mountains begin to scatter like dust, and the oceans boil over. Everything in creation, except a very few specific things, will come to an end. There's a long hadith that comes to mind of Ibn Abbas, where the Prophet says, when the trumpet is blown, And the sky starts to crack, and Iblis and his army begin to run out of fear, and mankind will become like in a panicked state. Everything will start to fall apart. And that day there's no way to escape. And everyone in the heavens and every creation in the earth will die, will collapse. Then only a few beings will remain. And Allah will ask the angel of death, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, and he'll ask the angel of death, who remains of the creation? So he will say, everyone in the on the dunya, I've pulled their soul. And everyone in the sama, I've pulled their soul. The only exceptions are Jibreel and Israfil. And the angels who carry the throne of Allah. There are eight angels who carry the throne of Allah. So Allah will say, let death come to Jibreel and to Mikael and to Israfil. And the angels carrying my throne, let they also die. And even their souls will be taken by the angel of death. Then Allah will ask the angel of death again, who is left in creation? Who remains alive? So the angel of death will say, Ya Allah, you are alive, me and you and no one else. And Allah will say to the angel of death, you were created for a specific function. You did your function, you did your purpose, now you will also die. And the angel of death will die. And then as the Quran says, Allah will roll up the samawat like a scroll. This is in the ayah. Qatayyis sijil, like a parchment, like a scroll. Allah will roll up all of creation, and He will hold all of creation in His right hand. SubhanAllah, can you imagine that moment? And Allah will raise His voice in a manner which befits His majesty, and He will ask now, where are all the dictators? Where are my partners? Where are all the kings? Where are they now? And no one will answer. There's no creation beside, there's no one left. And Allah will say, all power belongs to Allah. All might belongs to Allah. The one, the only, the irresistible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow creation to begin anew. Now, what's the time lag between this trumpet? And then Allah says, وَثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ أُخْرَى. And then Israfil will come back, and he will blow a second time into the trumpet. So there are two blowings. And behold, we will all be standing up on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. And Surah Yasin says, when we hear the trumpet again, we will wake up from our graves and we will shocked, we'll turn grey, because now Qiyamah has come. And we will all stand up on the plain of Qiyamah. This will be the resurrection. May Allah grant us to stand up in a good state. Ameen. May Allah protect us. So this is the sequence of Qiyamah. And then of course the Day of Judgment, which is a long process. And we hope that we said that these moments and these things are things not to be taken lightly. That Qiyamah could come for any of us, any moment. And we hope and we pray, all we can do is prepare ourselves for that moment, for the inevitability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and protect us. May Allah grant us to live a life on His obedience. And may Allah grant all of us a death that is good. May Allah take us in a moment, and our death will reflect our life. May Allah take us at a moment when we are worshipping Him, pleasing Him, glorifying Him. May our death be a good death. And may we be resurrected, you know, amongst the best of people. And grant us, Allah, may Allah grant us an easy questioning and a safe journey to Jannah. Ameen. We will conclude the last section from tomorrow. We have now completed the fourth story of Surah Kaf. Now it's the last 10 verses or so, which is the conclusion of the surah, and it wraps up together. So the next couple of days we'll conclude, inshallah. Questions? So this last night's question, we said Nabi Nuh had four sons. One of them mentioned here is not correct. Who was not a son of Nabi Nuh? Yusha, Joshua alayhi salatu wasalam, was not a son of Nabi Nuh. Tonight's question, what is the name of Imam Mahdi? What's Imam Mahdi's real name? Is his name Mahdi? Is he Muhammad ibn Mahdi, Muhammad ibn Qasim, Muhammad ibn Abdullah? What is his real name? You can visit the website, of course, to participate. And we will now, inshallah, be doing our quiz, our prize giving. So what's the procedure, Ubaid? Five. Why is there five?
No, that's online.
That's a what?
Online.
Online, okay. Okay, so four for those sitting here present, and one for online.
Yeah, because not that many.
Okay, khair, inshallah. Okay. So let's do it. Let's pull out one. Okay. Idris Adams. Oh, Idris! It was not rigged, right? It wasn't rigged. This is just... Right, Idris, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Well done. Mashallah. MashaAllah. Alright, so we'll do another one. Yasmina Murqad. Yasmina. No Yasminas? No? Okay. Tasneem Williams. MashaAllah, Taslim. Good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so two more to go. Nesli? Freisler? Nesli? No, Nesli's here. Okay. One. Tariq Jacobs. Tariq Jacobs? No? Okay. If we run out of names, are we going to... But the Shaib Shaib Ali? The Shaib Ali, mashallah. The Shaib is here. I know it. So, alhamdulillah. One more sister. Okay. Aisha Nordin. She here? She's sick. She's sick. Abu Talib says no. What? Isn't your cousin? Nasreen Basir? No? Nasreen Basir? No, okay. Fatima Hasim. Yes, here? Okay, well, alhamdulillah. There we go. Alhamdulillah. All right, last. Then for the online. Oh, you're going to do the online. We do it with the computer. And the computer says... Ashraf Kamish. Okay, Ashraf Kamish. He's one. MashaAllah. Congratulations to all of you. MashaAllah. Keep us in your du'as. Jazakallah khair. We continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.